Here we are for now, let's enjoy the journey. Hi everyone, and welcome to Enjoy the Journey. This is Mars, and welcome to Enjoy the Journey by my Scammer Doodle. I talk about video games, if that is your thing. So if it is, stick around. We're going to talk about another summer game that I bought. And we will discuss how it practically consumed my daily life ever since I got it. So stick around, and I'll see you in a bit. So like most video games that I get, I usually buy them during the summer. And as summer goes, it's supposed to be sun, sand, and sea. Which I did not get to do during this pandemic year, second year of pandemic summer. But no matter, I made do, and I went and bought myself a new game for the Switch. So this new game is called Cozy Grove. So, basic information, release date for the Switch particularly was in April of this year. It is developed by Spry Fox and published by the Quantum Astrophysicist Guild. Such a nice sounding name. But it's available on other platforms, the PS4, the iOS, Microsoft Windows, and of course, Steam. Okay, so this is a single player game. Less than 1 GB on the Nintendo Switch, and it supports, of course, other languages. So, the genre listed here in the Nintendo website is adventure, simulation, puzzle, and lifestyle. In my case, I just simply call it a life management game. Like that really popular life management game with animal people, you live in a village, and you become mayor. Something like that. Okay, so let's proceed to the game. So why did Mars want this game in the first place? Actually, even before it was released on the Switch, I was already monitoring it. And you know how I am. I like games based on two main things. The art. Sometimes story is under art. And the price. So since those two were satisfied, I went and bought it for myself. Okay, so Cozy Grove is the name of the island where you will be spending most of your game time on. Okay, so you are a spirit scout. A spirit scout is basically a scout who assists wayward spirits into accomplishing tasks so that they can transcend into the afterlife. So apparently it's a thing over in the Cozy Grove universe. So you are sent to this island accidentally, because this is not the island that you're supposed to go to, and your troop master is freaking out because he has no idea that the island exists. He doesn't know what's happening in that island, and he has no choice but to leave you there because there is no boat to get into the island, and the one boat that brought you to the island is now washed away off into the distance. So you are stranded on the island with strange ghosts, which technically are as mysterious as the game makes it sound. Okay, so what are you supposed to do on the island? Well, you have the simple task. If you want the too long didn't read version of the Cozy Grove, is you accomplish tasks, you help the bears transcend, and you try to get back home to wherever it is that you came from. That's the shortest summary I can give you. Now on to the longer version of that information. So your task is to, of course, try to make life a little bit more bearable for yourself and accomplish the tasks that you were set out to do anyway by accomplishing the tasks of the spirits on the island. Now, in order to know who they are, first and foremost, you have to make sure that the light from your bonfire, who we shall call Flamey, reaches certain parts of the island. And because apparently the light wakes them up, because in the meantime, they're all asleep. And even the land itself is asleep. So, as any life management game, you can harvest stuff. You can't harvest stuff on the not lighted portion. And you need to sort of make sure that every area is lighted, even if the bear spirit in that area is still asleep because you haven't accomplished the task. So daily, you're given a task. So you go by day. You have two kinds of tasks. You have the major event tasks, which will give you a major item which you can feed to Flamey, a spirit log, which will of course increase his flame so that it can reach the other parts of the island. And you have optional tasks, which will give you rewards that you can use for creating stuff or when you need to, you know, collect stuff for there. So there are certain puzzle games sometimes, you know, there you have some finding things tasks, you have a digging task, you have a collect this and that task, you have a make this recipe task. There are different tasks that you can do as the spirit scout. Now it'll depend of course on the needs of each bear. So the bears practically form a village, and with each bear there's a specific role or profession that they do. There's a mayor bear, there's a crafter bear, there's a baker bear, there's your money guy, your money bear, there's of course the captain of the ferry that used to go to Cozy Grove, and so on and so forth. So depending on how good you are in interacting with them, and of course depending on the day that you interact with them, you can have a lot of tasks for that specific NPC or that bear, or you can even just go throughout the week without exactly doing anything for that bear. It really depends on that. So the objective for the bear to transcend, which is one of your goals, is to help him or her or they remember or gather his memories back from when they were still living, because apparently some of them have a bit of amnesia. So you need to help them remember things. And number two, come to terms with sometimes their death, and come to terms with how they live their lives. So I'm on day 70 right now, and I already have around 3 bears that have transcended. So when they transcend, they're still there with us, with you, but you finish their storyline, so there's not much to do except do the optional daily tasks with them. And it's nice to read the story plot, the storylines of each bear, because each bear has a really unique way of living life and a really unique aspect of coming to terms with his life now that they're no longer living. Okay, so if you're the kind of person who likes to read complex storylines and different, varied stories, Cozy Grove is a good way to get into the macabre sort of, you know, if you're into these kinds of things, discussions about the afterlife and stuff, it's a good game to tinker with. It's so cutesy and stuff, but when you get deep into the stories, it does get dark and real really fast. Okay, as in, there are anxiety issues, there's regret, there's frustration, there's anger, all those real emotions. And you wouldn't expect it in such a cute and cutesy game. Okay? So, on average, for the main portion of the game, which is basically the really major event task, it takes you around an hour, 30 minutes to an hour to finish the game daily. But if you're really gonna get deep into it, it can extend a little more. So what would you possibly be doing to extend a little more hours into your Cozy Grove addiction? One would be, as I mentioned, you can harvest, you can fish, you can search for bugs, you can decorate. What I like about this game compared to other life management games, you can decorate beyond your personal base camp. Since you're a spirit scout, you have a base camp. You can even decorate other parts of the island. So I've decorated practically every corner of the island that I could get my hands on at the moment. So when you decorate, that means you can plant trees randomly wherever you want. You can put bushes randomly wherever. I have a merry-go-round in one corner. I have a terrarium on the other. I have a town clock in the other corner. I have a hammock in the other. I put certain stuff in certain bear's location because it matches that area. So like I have a prepper bear, I put sandbags and iron spikes in the area, and it's very thematic. So it depending on your preference, you can theme everything according to what you like. So far I've had a beach theme, I've had a goth theme, I've had a rustic theme. Rustic is the most popular one, of course. And you can just do whatever you want with your decorating. Okay. And then, of course, you can clean the place up. Sometimes they get bushes all over. You can get rid of those. You can also rearrange stuff in that. You can talk to the bears every now and then. Give them hugs. Okay. You can also have spirit animals. So you can buy those from the shop and then just gather them around, because sometimes spirit animals can turn into a quest as well. So you might need them. And feed, of course, the spirit animal, the food that they want for the day. And daily, you'll discover that the land shifts. Rarely does it stay as is. The only thing that stays as is the location. The things that stay as is on the island is the location of your base camp, the general location where the bear is located, your spirit animal, and the furniture that you've plotted wherever. But expect that every day that you log into the game, the layout of the bear's location usually differs. So I've had one wherein Mayor Bear has the welcome statue there. Sometimes it's not there at all. I've had the Chef Bear. Sometimes the kiln is there, the oven is there, and then sometimes the oven disappears. So it really allows for a very creative, artsy style layout. For those who are into world building and they want to form know different ways on how to style things, it's a nice way to, you know, open up your imagination somewhat. Okay, so you can do a lot of things on Cozy Grove, except leave the island, unfortunately. Okay, so what's keeping me hooked on this game? So as I mentioned, the art style. Pardon my meager knowledge of art history, but I like the sort of watercolor-y style blended way of their colors and the bold lines. I have a thing with bold lines around the outline. Okay, and then another is the soundtrack. Soundtrack so amazing, and according to my research, the soundtrack was created by brothers. Let me check this bio here. Cousins Jeremy Thal and Gideon Crevachet from the post-Americana band Briars of North America. Their soundtrack's available on the Cozy Grove soundtrack is available on Steam. So if you're into that, you can download the soundtrack as is. Okay, so I personally do the cheaper version, which is to dock the switch on the TV and just let the TV play in the background. So I just listen to the soundtrack. Okay. And another thing which surprised me as something that I really like is that the game is constantly being updated. So ever since I bought it back in April, the game has been updating, I think, 3 times already so far, in order to fix the glitches and the not so nice parts that a lot of the players encountered during the first few weeks of the game. Okay, I'm not gonna get into that because to each his own anyway. Okay, but I continue playing it because one, I guess, force of habit, I've been playing video games daily ever since the pandemic hit, and Cozy Grove is a nice chill game that I can do without feeling the pressure that I have to accomplish things as is. So if I fail to accomplish certain even major event tasks, I'm okay with that. It makes me feel at least happy that I was able to play a little more. Another, of course, is I guess the way that I feel that the story is getting more and more exciting or intriguing. I'm not sure, one of those. And I like that it goes to show that even video games can really delve on real life topics that aren't exactly, you know, coffee shop level discussion, but it's still something that is worth listening about or talking about. Okay, especially when it comes to death and the afterlife. So, as of day 70, I've already transcended a couple of the main first bears that I've already met. I'm actually still, as of the update today, I'm still in the process of unlocking one more bear. I've already just unlocked my most recent bear, but and I'm having a hard time trying to figure him out and trying to figure out the layout, and I'm like, what theme will I put in your area? And which bird I need to buy a bird for your area. I always put a bird, a spirit animal in every bear's plot of land. So I don't know, it's my thing. So I actually bought this game prior to Summer Pause, but I didn't want to make the podcast on this game because I felt at the time that I was playing it, I didn't have enough information yet because, as I mentioned, it's a life management game and you don't exactly produce a very good set of information after, I guess, a month of playing it. So now, and of course, the updates help as well to make the game a little bit more streamlined than I wanted it. So I bought it digitally. So there are times when it sort of lags on me, but it's tolerable and it's okay with me. Okay, so that is my Cozy Grove game. So if I'm going to give a very short way of enticing you to buy the game, so play Cozy Grove if, number one, you're into life management games. Number two, you're into bears. Number three, you're into the art. So of course you go and check out the art first in the website if that's your thing. Number four, if you're into cozy level, banjo style background music, that kind of music you listen to out in the forest. Okay. What else? If you're not iffy with talks about death and the afterlife and unfinished businesses level stuff, go and play Cozy Grove. Okay, so I actually follow the Cozy Grove hashtag on Instagram, and I love the conver. We don't have conversations, but the story, the pictures are, enough to make me feel a little better about things. And that's it. That is our review of Cozy Grove for the Switch. So it's still available. Of course, it's available. All right, and there are a lot of art. Inspired art online if you're into that kind of thing. So, not it's not for everyone. So don't be too, don't be too upset if not so many people like it. It's not really, like I said, it's not a popular game in a way. Okay. Oh, by the way, when they give updates, I think they also do some event specific activity. So like the last update was a summer update, and there was this Hawaiian bear, fox bear, who was selling stuff. So you really have to visit the island from time to time in order to see what's up. Or if you just monitor your news channel on your on your Switch, they usually release an update memo of sorts. Okay. All right. So actually, I'm currently staring at the cover of the soundtrack, which is basically the front cover of the game, and I keep telling myself I'm gonna draw that. I'm gonna draw that. But of course, I never get the chance to. I like to draw, but it's so hard to actually push myself to draw, even if I did buy Procreate just recently. Okay, so. Actually, at the moment, I don't know. I don't have any new Nintendo games as of right now. Might switch to PS4 games next. We shall see. Okay? But until then, thank you so much for enjoying the journey with me. I'll see you around, everyone. Bye bye.